I'm Andre Bella for Esoterica, a short feature about extraordinary ideas. Today I had an argument with someone I love. It really wasn't my fault or his fault, just life being what it is. What could I do to mend my heart? Retreating to the fields and woods, to the stark honesty of the barren ground, I ran straight into the arms of April. April in Maine is a month of naked, bare bones honesty. It's about seeing everything as it really is. It's about looking at skeletons. The brilliant white snow of winter, covering up a multitude of sins, is gone. And the vibrant green of spring is only a promise. Laid bare are the contours of the land, exposing rocks and everything you don't want to see. How can you deny what so plainly lies before you? Time for truth. No pretending. There are rocks out there. Rocks you've hit before. Are you going to hit them again? While everyone south of us is cooing about daffodils and cherry blossoms, Maine is brown. In the past, I'd avoided April by visiting my mother in Florida, only coming back to Maine when the green of spring had arrived. But this spring, there would be no trips to warmer places. I would have to choose between enduring April or discovering her secrets. I'd always thought of April as a mere transition between winter and summer. What was I thinking? Transitions are the most challenging and ultimately the most rewarding times in life. So here's a toast to April. April, I'd forgotten you. Oh, what I'd missed. Dismissing you, a mere transition. Only a month for getting from winter to summer. Winter, with all its drama, brilliant white storms, mystical nights by the wood fire, is over now. And the vibrant green of spring remains unborn. April, I've complained about you, but secretly, you are my favorite. With your brilliant, brief, white storms gifting me one more day of isolation by my wood stove, primal thoughts of timelessness and seclusion amidst the thoughts of brilliant summer, green and filled with people going everywhere. But what about you, April? Your gifts are subtle, precious. What of April when the ground is bare? Bare as my soul, all exposed. Nothing is covered with white or green. Naked contours reveal the pale, gray faces of rocks. Will I remember where they are? Or will I make the same mistakes, get hung up on the same rocks again? Time to check the fences. Good thing I did a good job last year, less to fix this year. But here's a tangled spot. Who made this mess? I'd like to blame someone else, but only one person tends these fences. Memories of sadness flood my heart. I see everything, the woods, the sparkling river. At my feet, tiny shoots beginning to grow. I see the joys and sorrows of my life and feel the acceptance of nature, promising the coming of spring, new leaves and buds pushing forward, no matter what has happened in the past. I need only appreciate this beauty to make it my own. Ah, the secrets of April. And here's a recent entry from my diary. An amazing day, just being, seeing everything, plain and simple. I raked leaves. Things didn't feel so complicated. The little green shoots were a joyous sign of spring, but not too much all at once. I decided today, April 16th, that I want to spend every day outside, just lost in my work, being by myself and being happy about that, hooked on the stark honesty and beauty of the brown earth. For Esoterica, I'm Andre Bella. Thanks for listening.